Blog Talk Radio.
Thank each and every one of you all for tuning in to She's On Radio. You already know who I am. I am your host, KC, CEO of She's On. Called straight out to Richmond, Virginia area. You know, home of She Pride. Yes. All right, tonight we're going to have an awesome show tonight. Y'all ladies are nasty, but look, we got to cater to our fans. So, hey. She's on out tonight, out the dock. Yes. Mm-hmm. Before I introduce my co-host, I want you to know this is a disclaimer. If you are under the age of 18 years old, please get off the phone before I get the belt.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, management. but tonight, Teddy, my co-host, talk to the people.
What's going on, ladies? Y'all know who this be. It's Teddy P calling out of that good old 757. Ready to talk to y'all. What's going on?
All right. How are you, Teddy? Are you in the mood, man? You in the mood tonight?
Man, I got my Moscato. I got my little R&B in the background, you know, turned down a little bit. So, you know, I'm ready. What's going on?
All right. So, what are you ready for, Teddy?
I'm just ready to get down and dirty with the ladies. Come on now.
All right. Ready, down and dirty. But how dirty can you get? That's the question of the night. How dirty can you get? What does the word dirty mean to you?
I mean, it could mean good or bad. I mean, in a good way, whatever my lady wants, I'm down.
I mean, Teddy, come on. We know you. We all know that you are down. We know you are down for whatever.
Right.
What is down for whatever? Give us a little bit of description, man. Don't sell us out.
I ain't going to be shy tonight. I just want to make sure my lady is pleased, you know what I'm saying? Take care of her mind, body, and soul. You know, take her to a point that she ain't never been before. You feel me?
See, I think all the ladies on the phone feels like me right now. I think Teddy is being cheap on the answer.
I'm not being cheap.
You are being cheap on the answer. Tonight is She's On After Dark. Meaning
that
go release the stress and the tension is built up inside of your body. I want to know, Teddy, down and dirty. We want to know down and dirty. See, I was in my sexy voice. Now you got me talking like Bill Cosby over here.
Oh, my God.
Lord. Let's go, Teddy P. What is down and dirty? You know, we want to know. Come on.
See, now I'm getting a little bit shy. Now, it is what it is. Whatever comes to mind, man, I'm like, I'd rather show a female in person, you know, rather than speaking. You know what I'm saying? But I can back up everything I say, though. I can't tell you that.
She not giving me what I want. She not giving me what I want.
Well, I'm ask me another question.
I'm going to see if there's another lady on this phone right now that will give me the answer that I want. I want to know how dirty will you go. So I'm going to the queue.
Okay.
A lady, if you want to talk to us, please press the number one. Please give me the answer that I want because Teddy is just being too shy for me tonight. Drink a little bit more Moscato, Teddy. I'm going to come back to you, all right?
I got you.
803-468. Tell Casey and Teddy exactly how dirty can you get.
Put your arms around me, babe.
Oh, I'm sitting there.
I've got something to show you. tonight. What?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, my goodness. Like, if y'all knew how deep I was in my feelings today.
Tell us how deep were you in your feelings. We want to know. Give us something, girl.
I mean, you know. I was thinking about the conversation that we had the other night, you know, about threesomes or whatever, but
okay.
I don't need for you to get the Crisco or the belt, but I think that you might be laying that to the side, so.
Oh, wow.
And we're winning, honey. We're winning.
Yes. How are we winning? Come on, give me some details.
We are winning because we want to please the mind. We want to please the body. We want to please every part of a woman. I mean, sexually, mentally, you know, I have sex with a female before, like with her mind, before I even touch her body. So.
That's powerful stuff right there.
I'm giving you a high five through the phone, girl.
Yes, me too. Yes.
If you get in her mind, then you know you can get in them panties. So, hey.
Okay, so tell me now. I see that you like music. what's one of your favorite songs you like to listen to while you are getting it in with that special someone?
H-Town.
And what does the song do to you? You said what?
H-Town One Night Gigolo. Oh my
God!
Girl,
you know they don't know nothing about that song on this town.
They don't know about that song, like.
I don't know. I know about it. I know about the song. Real.
I went old school.
Yes, you did. Oh my
yes.
God.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Like when I tell you that song does something to me mentally. Oh my goodness. I mean, that song is everything to me. I mean, it's just, it's like a whole transformation. Like.
Okay. So what is the transformation? Like, see. See, tonight, look, you got good KC during the week.
Okay.
But on Friday, you got off the chain KC. And KC wants to know, what does the song do to you physically and mentally and emotionally? We want to know, like, tell us a little something. Like, come on, don't be like Teddy. Don't be like Teddy over there. We want to know. We already know you want to get it mentally and physically and emotionally. What does it do to you?
I'm going to need you to come out of the box, honey.
I need somebody to bring me out of the box. Come on now.
Well, let me bring you out the box.
Come on, mama. Bring me out the box.
Okay. Well, as I'm bringing you out the box, honey, I go into the box. You did.
Come on now. I'm ready for you.
Like, because I'm a femme. So whenever I play this song, whenever I'm with another female, you know, I get a little bit aggressive. I really do. So whatever I want, I get it. If I want her wetter, I'll get her wetter.
Okay.
If I want it faster, I'll do it faster. I mean, it's just...
Oh, Lord.
I mean, the song is like, I'm your one-night gigolo, honey.
Well, see, now you're about to bring me out the box. So see, I like an aggressive film. I really do. It's just something about y'all. Yes. I need another drink. Yeah. Stop all this. Got me all hot bothered over here in the corner.
I need a drink, bro. Lord,
I'm like a fly on the wall, man. Really, y'all lost the chain tonight. We thank you for your input, sweetheart, and we definitely going to come right back to you, all right? Well, I think she did. Oh, okay. We're going to go to area code 860-990. Tell us exactly the things that, you know, you like to do to get you in the mood or get your body trembling. And when your body get to trembling, where exactly do your hands go? We want to know. This is after dark, baby. There's no limitations. We want to know, 860, so tell us.
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
What's good?
Hey, KC. Hey, Teddy, what's going on?
Hey.
Okay, I'm going to bring it back to old school. see. First, you're throwing some Freddie Jackson. Hey, girl, long time no see. Do you have a little time to spend with me? I want to know what's been going on in your life. Talk to me, baby. That's what you do first. All right?
Oh, watch out there now.
You're throwing some Freddie Jackson.
No, that's right.
You run a milk and honey bubble bath.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You wash her down with rose petals. Have rose petals go from the bathroom into the bedroom, spread all over the bed. And you start to slowly, slowly kiss her from her head all the way down to her feet and everything in between. Then you want to start bringing out all the liquids like the honey and the chocolate sauce and the whipped cream.
Mm.
And then you bring out the fruit salad, see, and you get a nice and hot and wet. And then you start to put fruit in the fruitful place. And you have her hold the pieces of fruit inside so that you can have your very own tasty fruit salad mixed with all of the love juices. And as you're doing that, you don't stop in the front. You lick her from the front to the back, all the way up to the nape of her neck, behind her kneecaps. Kiss her gently on her breast. Go back up, kiss her on her eyelids, the tip of her nose, her cheeks, and then her lips. And then from there, you work back down to the chin, to the neck, to the breast. You stop there. You rub a little honey on the nipples. You suckle her nipples like you're a baby. Ever so gently, work your way down to her belly button. Kiss her around her belly button. Kiss her in between her thighs. That will make her nature definitely rise. Then you work on that little love button, and you make it poke out ever so gently. And you lick it like, not like a lollipop or an ice cream cone. You make love to her clitoris. You make love to her pussy. Until she is moaning and aching and begging you for more. Then you work down to that hole, that opening, and you just gently suck the juices from that hole. You work your way back up. You concentrate on that love button until she is bursting with ecstasy. That's how I please my woman.
Damn. Look. Lord, I told you. For a minute, Susan, I thought I was your woman. Good Lord, I was over here. Man, got me sweating over here, man. Lord, geez, I don't know nobody else sweating, but I got sweating.
And I promise you, the delivery is all that and more. 34 years, thank you very much, of eating good, good, good pussy.
I eat good pussy. That's a veteran right there, baby. She done went to war and back. Y'all better hear her.
I took notes. Freddie Jackson, I took notes now.
Look, I'm an old school sister, man. I like to please my woman, and if she wants the strap, I will lay the strap nice and slow and gentle until she throws them legs up, that pussy opens up, and it's time to bring it home. Yes, indeed.
Oh, Lord.
And yes, I do suck toes. Unless you got crusty-ass looking toes, I'm not putting my mouth on them. But if you have some pretty feet, I will suck your toes, suck your kneecaps. Man, I just love pussy. I'm sorry. I love some.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. I love it. Man, let me tell you something, Susan. The best toes after dark. The best toes are the crusted toes. The crusted toes taste like the Ritos Cool Ranch. With a little bit of nacho cheese and a little bit of flavor. You better get it right, nice and crunchy, y'all. I'm sorry, I got hungry for a little bit. Mira, no me quiero Doritos, no me quiero crusty toes. No, no, no. No, no, no. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm okay, secret. But I tried to get a little poetic with you, man.
And I love caramel and chocolate women. Yes, I do. That's just my personal preference. Mm-hmm. I'm single. Can't wait to get down to Sheep Ride and mingle.
Uh-oh.
I'm single. Can't wait. I got a room all by myself now.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to need some cuddle company now.
It's going down.
And I like younger women. I love younger women because I love to teach them a thing or three.
Mm. Oh, watch out there now. Lord.
Oh, and if you, now I'm open. If they like to be spanked, I got a big catcher's mitt for a hand, and I can lay hands on you, baby. Oh, yes, I can. Oh, I love to lay hands. Yes.
You gonna bless them? Hallelujah. Yes.
And I can carry you around the room, too. I'm strong enough where I can carry you. And I'm talking about the thick ones. I'm not talking about the little skinny ones. I'm talking about the thick ones. I like me a thick woman, size 18 plus. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. I feel you on that one, bro. I can pick them up, too.
Hello. Pick them for a ride of their life. I'm telling you, I'm coming down from Connecticut. And I'm ready to show you some up-top love.
Y'all better get them toes sucked. I need some kneecap legs. Some of y'all need a kneecap leg. Oh, ass kneecap. Susan is ready to put the hump in them kneecaps, baby. I got to get them licked.
Oh, I promise. I will leave. I will have someone leave Sheep Ride going home with something to talk about.
They're going to have the biggest Kool-Aid smile from now to when he's come back. Yes, they will.
And besides that, I caress the entire body. I don't forget. I don't just, like, do two-minute foreplay. I like for foreplay to last for a couple of hours. So by the time we get into it, you are just good and ready. And that fruit salad, man, let me tell you, ain't nothing like fruit salad and pussy juice. Oh, my God.
If
the woman's got good kegel muscles, baby, listen, she can plop out one piece of fruit at a time. You have yourself a good smorgasbord.
I didn't write all that down. Yes, I did. I took notes.
I'll tell you what kind of fruit when I see you.
Okay, please do. Let me know.
Oh, goodness.
Let me know so I can know.
Never strawberries, though. Gotta leave the strawberries for outside.
Okay.
Y'all are off the chain and nasty hell and need the belt.
Okay, I'm done. Listen, I'm over here and my shit is throbbing already. Just bring it.
Oh,
Lord.
Bring
it. I ain't scared. Bring it. Because I'm Native American, Portuguese, French, and Polish. I am the mixture of all mixtures. I am a Latin lover with a little bit of spice and a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Don't let the outside fool you. I have a lot of hidden talents.
All right. Y'all looking for that now. Be good now. You might get to be
Hello.
You might get to be Susan.
Hello.
Hold on, Susan. Hold on. Who is that?
That was me. Listen, y'all, that was me. That was me, baby. That was me. Don't worry about it. That was me.
Oh, Lord. She did that.
Okay.
That was me.
Uh-oh.
Shit.
Well, they better
not
drop me on like that.
Girl, there's something wrong with me.
Yeah,
every time I'm alone with you, you keep talking about you loving me.
Oh,
hey, buddy.
Oh, now. Who be with you? Oh, no, baby. Wait, come on, now.
Hey, your full face just blows my mind. So why don't we stop all the talking, girl? Why don't we stop wasting time? I've had my share of lovers. Some of them were damn good. But if you think you can turn me out, babe, I just wish that you would, cause you keep telling me this and telling me that. You say once I'm with you, I'll never go back. Tell her the promise that you want to keep. Well, here I am, baby. Practice what you preach.
Took it back.
All right.
In the building. Barry White is in the building, y'all.
Barry White?
Yes, Barry White. I'm a background singer. Yes, I am.
All right. Love Unlimited. Go ahead.
Y'all
all right, y'all. All right, y'all, go on to the next call. I'll be listening in on the other end, and have a great show.
All right. Good night. All right, Sue.
All right.
What the hell was going on? Oh. All right, ladies, we're going to go ahead and go to the next call. Susie got different personalities, man, like that.
Bruh,
I love Susie, man, but I love her. You got to love her, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's my big bro. That's my big bro. Next to you.
Yeah, man. Gotta love it. We're going to see what the next caller got to say. We want to know how dirty can you get tonight. We have the contest. All right, 919-806. Tell us how dirty can you get.
Oh, man, I'm so sorry. I'm shocked right about now. Like, whoever that was that just got on the phone, give her my number. We got to hook up. We got to hook up.
Damn.
God damn. Wait a minute, let me calm down. That's my... Okay, I'm good now.
Why are you up here?
What was he talking about again?
Now, we want to know exactly how dirty can you get. Tell me exactly when it's time to get in that mood, right? Tell me that name of that song that just gets you there. And exactly when you hear that song, what does that song make you want to do to your body? I want to know.
Oof.
Yeah,
okay.
Let me see if you can top Susan. Let me see.
Okay, what's the name of that song? How'd it go? Wait, it's coming. Doing It. LL Cool J. That's my shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I hear that song, it's like, it's mind blowing for me. It's like, I can't even describe that feeling it gives me. Y'all ever heard that song before?
You're talking about doing it, you know that thing?
Yeah.
Did you say you be ready to get it in all day?
Yes.
I know that's right. What's wrong with that?
Yes. I ain't down for that 10-minute shit. No. Talking about hours. Hours. By the time we finish,
like,
I better not
what do
be
you
able
like
to walk.
What makes you not walk? We want to know what makes you not walk.
See, bro, this is not my type. Okay. So basically, I start from the top and work my way down. Like, I pay attention to every curve, every dip, every part of that female's body. And I can't really explain it. Yeah.
Come on, you got to explain it because you know exactly what it is. What song is it? Let me sing it for you. Doing it. You know what you're talking about, that girl? That's my shit. Y'all over there jumping. Got me bouncing. Yeah. You ain't going to embarrass me. What's another song you like? What's another song you like to hear? When you,
Still Scratching Me Up, Trey Songz.
Oh, you said Scratching Me Up by Trey Songz?
Yeah, Still Scratching Me Up. You ever heard that song
too? All right, so if I was to play that song right now, what exactly would that song do to you?
I done lost my, I'm serious. Like, you think I'm playing, I literally lost my train of thought, and I was sitting here listening to Old Girl. So, you'll have to come back to me. Let me think a little bit.
All right, I'm going to come right back to you, all right? Don't go nowhere. I want you to get your train of thought together because I want to know exactly what's on your mind tonight. Don't be scared, man. Come on. After dark, you got to be ready to get in after dark, all right? All right, sweetie, I'll be right back to you, all right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, 803-468. I want to know exactly that song to get your mind wandering, get your clit a little wet, get your fingers ready to move, and you know the rest. So I want to know, 803-468. Talk to us.
Well, I got caught up earlier, but I am back.
Oh, okay. Welcome back.
But like I said, H-Town, yes, when I took it over. Hey, so what I do is I play that song. I lay her on the bed. I take her clothes off so slowly. I take her panties or her boxers off. Depends on which one I'm dealing with. Dealing with a femme or a stud. Take it off my teeth. I mean, and then I suck on her nipples. I caress her body so gently. And then I put my clitoris and I slap my thumb inside her. That's only if she likes it. But
oh no. Oh, whoa.
But you know. Exactly. So I slide in and out inside of her with my thumb, but you know. And so I slowly go down, and then I start slicking her clit. So, you know, as long as she can swim. You know, I might get on top of her. But I personally, I have accessories, so I like each part of my accessories touched, whether it be my piercing in my nipples or my piercing in my clitoris. I mean, you know, like my accessories being touched.
You're getting quiet.
Hey,
I know that's what
keeps talking.
Y'all
are getting quiet, is it?
Yes. I'm getting quiet and shaggy. You got to bring me out my box. Supposed to be quiet.
You should have been there. Came out to the box, especially when Susan got on the phone. Susan, girl, where you at?
I'm. I did for a minute there. I ain't gonna lie. But
come on, it's okay. Don't be shy.
I'm shy. I'm a big old shy teddy bear. I'm shy.
I'll be gentle. You know.
No.
Unless you like it rough.
I like it rough. I like it rough.
On my box. So, I have a special box. And in this box, you know, I have certain things, whether it be, you know, handcuffs or, you know, a whip or, you know, blindfold. We can do a little bit of role playing.
Oh, no.
Oh, watch out there now. I'm going to have to take a trip to the 803 now. Come on.
I'm trying to tell you, I mean, you know, I have an alter ego, and she's a stripper, you know, so.
Ooh, Lord.
She comes out from time to time, but especially when she has some goose and some pineapple juice, she really comes out.
Oh, wow.
She's a life of the party. That's why, you know, that's why I came with my Twitter name, Miss Lola Von Tease, because, you know, I'm a tease, so.
Oh, wow.
But then I always deliver at the end, so.
Oh,
you okay over there?
I'm fine. I follow you. You follow me. You probably gonna figure out who the hell I am, and then probably put something on Twitter.
I have. I've been tweeting you. I did tweet. I've been tweeting Casey. You know, I told Susan, like, yo, Susan talked a great game. Like, I mean, she's all about pleasing, like, a female mentally and pleasing her physically, and then just going in for, like, the delivery. I'm trying to find out a thing or three, okay?
You and everybody else, you're all trying to figure that one out.
No,
I'm
because I'm nosy. I'm very nosy. I mean, you know, curiosity killed the cat. That's what they say, but, you know, hey, we ain't trying to kill the cat. I mean, I'm just saying.
I'm going to be quiet right now. I'm going to think about it. I'm going to think about this conversation and the conversation before. That's what I am.
Why are you going to be quiet? I love you know, interaction, you know, this conversation, this, hey. A little feedback. You're bouncing off ideas a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but, hey, but that thumb gets them every goddamn time. You know, you whisper into their ear. I mean, I dare you.
Lord have mercy. Yeah. Well, I'm over here grabbing my ears. That's some bull.
I'm serious.
I'm over here like, I'm about to tweet her. I'm like, Lord, I'm over here rubbing my ears. Jesus, help me.
I'm so serious. Like, if you just breathe into her ear, I mean, like, just breathe into her ear. Just say something just really sexy. Like, girl, this is
so about blowing and talking ears and stuff. Oh, my God. That's
I'm serious. And I'm, like, at times, you know, I can get very aggressive. So, you know, I might bite you a little bit. Just not too hard, but, you know. It's hard enough to make you moan.
I need another pencil for Scotto, y'all. I'm just saying. I'm getting no hot fathers over here. I'm sorry.
Get that refill.
That's the refill of Scotto.
I'm just saying.
Lord.
I mean, it's a. But no, I'm trying to say, try that thumb. Everybody who's listening, try that thumb. Slide that thumb inside. Wrap. Somebody's paying you. Yeah, I figured that you wouldn't be getting the belt or the crystal out, so.
I don't even think we could do that tonight. I don't even know.
So you gotta put that inside. So.
Yeah.
But it's cool. It's cool.
Oh, Lord. But is my bruh quiet over there?
Yeah, man. I'm a little quiet, man. I'm just like, whoa.
I know, right? We might have to go back down to South Carolina, man. You might have to take me back down there to South Carolina to 803, man. Come on.
You might need to take me down to South Carolina. Yeah, you're ready. I'm trying to tell you.
Let's go.
I don't know. Talking over there in South Carolina. I'm doing too much stuff.
I mean, the deeper that you get down south, oh, my goodness. I mean, you know, physically and literally, I mean, like, the deeper you get down south, it's the better they get. You know what I'm saying? Like, ouch.
I like going down south. I love them.
I mean, all I can say is, you know, I was taught very well. I was taught by a chick from Florida, and, like, she did the damn thing. I'm trying to tell you, anything that she wanted, she got it because she did this thing.
Everybody
so, needs
to experience VA. You ever had VA before?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, I haven't had nobody from VA. I haven't, but
yeah,
I don't think
they ain't never had VA, man. Better put it on them. You better give them some of that dirty, some of that dirty portion of water.
Look, man. Look, I'm
over there at Virginia Beach.
You know, right?
But
look,
I am.
I'm a king for a reason. That's why I call myself the king of VA for a reason. I know what the hell to do.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
I mean, I'm coming to C5. I'm definitely coming to party it up. And it's the week before my birthday. I'm definitely coming to C5. You dig?
Oh, right now. Come find me.
That. I got something for you. But anyways, I am going to free up the line.
I'm afraid.
But I will hit y'all up on Twitter. Yes. Because you know what? We're winning, honey.
Winners right now.
We are winning. Definitely. I mean, you know, I can write a manual. You know, I got a little book.
I need to take your class, huh? I need to come to your
101, honey. 101.
Tweet me then. Tweet me.
Definitely. All right. You have a good morning.
You too.
I'm a trap.
Please do. I can't be fooling with y'all this morning. Y'all got me in my feelings.
Nah, you did that to yourself, sweetheart.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good old VA show right there. See, you talking to two good people from Virginia now.
All right, good. I'll show you something good. Let me talk about some good pussy. Definitely talk about something good. Hey.
Oh, shit.
yeah, fine. Look, tweet me. You should already know who I am because you follow me and I follow you.
That. All right, bye, y'all.
All right. We're going to go to radio code 731-446. Tell us exactly that song to put you in that mood, right? And then exactly when you hear that song, we want to know what you're going to do with it. So 731-446, talk to us.
Wait, that's me.
That's you.
Wait, okay, I got my fool Vaughn on the phone with me, so I think she should go first. Vaughn should go first.
It's good. That's all you, B.
No. Okay. What's the question again, sweetheart?
The question of the night is, right, what is that song that gets you, to get your mind wandering? You know what I mean when I say wandering, right? This is after talk, so you already know. It gets your mind wandering. And once your mind get to wandering, what are you going to do with it? You all know.
The song, okay. Would You Mind by Janet Jackson.
Oh, yes.
That's
one.
My jam. My mind gets still wondering about a lot of things because I don't know if y'all ever seen that live video, but, like, well, not the live video, but the concert when Janet Jackson was getting it. Now, Janet Jackson is not a bad-looking woman. Like, that woman can get it, okay? So, you know, but it just in a person in general, you know, I don't know, I ain't had some good fire head in a minute. Would you mind giving me some fire head? That's what I'm wondering. Like,
wow.
You know, yeah.
I know that's right. Blunt. That's what I'm
she can ask you a question, Teddy.
What was the question? I was quiet for a second.
How could you miss that question? Now, that question.
So because my mind is on cloud 1929 right now. What was the question?
No, that's the question of the night. I mean, like,
what did she ask you? Would you give her some fire head? Would you give her some good head?
I would give her something to the point that she would go to sleep when I'm done.
She'll
be
shaking
in her sleep.
I know that's
okay.
Right.
Okay,
I don't
go to sleep. Hold on, wait. I've been told that before, too. And what happens? They go to sleep.
Okay. We'll see who's going to sleep at the end of the night. I mean, you know.
I don't know. They just do.
Oh, my gosh. People tweeting me about sleep now. This is ridiculous. But, okay, this is my first time listening. So, like, I'm not familiar with the host. So, can y'all introduce yourselves real quick?
So, David, a song, what y'all going to do with it? What y'all gonna do with it? Y'all hear that?
Wait, hold on.
What?
Really?
Yeah. Y'all got some quiet over there.
No, right.
So they
listen to the song.
Heard that song, man, she got quiet. So what
mm-hmm.
you going to do with it? What are you going to do with that song? Well, she get quiet on me.
Yeah, I think so, bro.
Wait.
Hello?
Wait, are y'all still talking to us? I'm sorry.
Yeah, we still talking to you.
Oh,
I played the song for you. I wanted to know what you were going to do with it. Play the song for you.
I mean, you know, it's whatever she want me to do with it.
Oh,
you know, it just be like that sometimes. I just got to lay it on her. She ain't got no choice.
Uh-oh. I think she giving you an invitation, man. She waiting on you to come and accept the invitation. I think that's what she's trying to do, right?
She's trying to give me an invitation, huh?
Yeah, she giving you an invitation. She want to know what you're going to do with it, with her doing that song.
Whatever she want me to do.
Now, this ain't going to get too far if we just going to keep saying whatever
exactly.
she wants me
that's
to do.
That's what I'm saying. Give me that bad girl over the phone. Over the phone. Give me that bad girl.
Yeah, to put me on Front Street, huh?
No, I'm actually putting you in the real because she is giving you the invitation to tell you what you are going to do. She want to know. The song is there.
I know the song is there.
That thing, she done went to sleep now. You all right, baby? You all right?
I'm here. I am all right. I am trying to say.
You don't put your clothes on, ain't it, baby? You don't put your clothes on. You ought to do.
She gone. She sleeping on me before I even get there. It's okay.
I know. You know what? I am not sleeping. Come on now.
So when that song come on, tell us are you gonna rub it down? Are you gonna put massage oil on? Are you gonna do a Susan?
I'm gonna rub it from head to toe.
Okay,
there we go.
Come on now.
Okay, wait. Okay, question, because, you know, I'm a little nasty. And, you know, I like to do adventurous things. So, you know, if I got my toes all nice and stuff, you know, will you do what I want you to do with my feet?
If they nice, yeah.
So you would suck my toes?
Yep.
Okay, we got a deal breaker right here. That's good. I'm good. Good. Oh, my God. Everybody tweeting me, whatever. Teddy can get it. Y'all need to calm down. Y'all need to calm down.
Oh, Lord. Jesus.
Y'all love the
Wait, Teddy. Yo, I got a question for y'all. Like, how do y'all like to be eight? Like, some girls don't like certain stuff when they're eight. So, I want to know how y'all like to get eight.
I'm going to let Teddy P go first. Chatty, you go.
Why you
gotta
let me
go
first?
Because, man, I like when you go first. You go first.
Oh, my God.
She want to know how do you like to be ate.
I like it. You know, first start off slow. Don't go too fast. Because it's enough down. You can go. If you can eat it slow and then speed up, hey, it is what it is. If it's to the point that I grab the back of your head, I'm trying to push, grab you, gone.
Okay.
Right to the point that I want to ride your face.
Oh, I like face riding. That sounds nice.
Well, KC, it's a little similar to Teddy. You know, I have no limits. I'm a pleaser. I like to get eight. Matter of fact, I like to get eight, not just eight, with a lowercase a. I like to get eight with an uppercase eight. There's no limitation, baby. This is how it is. No limitation.
All right. Okay. Okay, I don't know, like, if y'all are, like, studs, femmes, what are y'all into, but do you like to get, your back scratched and your ear bit and stuff like that?
Hell yeah. Oh,
no.
That shit sound nice to me.
That shit, me too.
Like I say, I'm a pleaser. Ain't no limitation. It just ain't no strap going up in me. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
But everything else cool. I'm cool with everything else. If you're not pleasing your woman, you're not doing what your woman want to do to you, then she's going to go elsewhere because she's not pleased herself. You feel what I'm saying? So I'm a pleaser. That's just me.
Agreed. All right. So, you know, from the base of this, y'all can get the business. I can get it. I'm not easy. You got to play around a little bit. But it's cool.
So what would you do to Teddy? We want to know what exactly would you do to Teddy. You guys, Teddy, answer your question. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
So what would you do to Teddy if that song was on and y'all got a little, you know, Teddy like Moscato. So, you know,
yeah.
You got a little thing of Moscato blowing, you know. It's nice and cold, you know. Like, how would you please Teddy? We want to know.
All right. So, you know, I'm really good with my hands. So, you know, I like to massage and work my way down. And when I work my way down, I might just eat it from the back.
Oh, wow.
Massage your thighs, that kind of thing. You know, but I can't give you the whole thing. No, I'm like the boss. I can't give everything away. So, you know.
I'm over here biting my lip now. Oh, watch out. Oh, shit.
So, do you like the rat faces? Do you like the rat faces?
Who?
You. Do you rat face?
I mean, it is what it is.
Now I'm talking about our callers.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm good at that. You know, I can work my hips.
Okay.
You gotta be careful with me, though, because I like to explore in places that people aren't comfortable with until I make them comfortable with it.
I know that's right. You better work that.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that.
Adventurous woman, goddamn.
Right?
That's the best kind of woman. You don't want to have to always get the pumping and sweating in the same bed smelling like sweat, the same sweat from last night. You know what I'm saying? You want to get it in a different place.
Right?
You know? So I feel that. That's definitely, I understand your pain. What are you going through? So tell me a little bit, what are some of your favorite positions?
I don't really have one. Like, I'm too adventurous for that. Like, you know, I just I just do whatever I feel in the heat of the moment. So I don't really have a favorite, but I have a spot.
So what's your spot?
You know, these booty cheeks be seen it, so, you know. But, I mean, I've never tried front or back because people be scared to do it with me. You know, I throw it back, so, you know, people just be scared, and I've never met a real woman to actually give the business to me. You know, I'm always the one giving the business, so, you know, but that's something I'm willing to try. Like, I think I would really enjoy that.
Girl, I mean, I know you say your booty, so, okay. You know, okay. So you would want to actually toss somebody salad? That's what you said?
I mean, either that or hitting it from the back or hitting the pussy from the back. I mean, either, any of that.
Oh, you wouldn't be ready for me then.
Who not ready? Who not ready, man? Not Vino Star. No. Man.
Y'all off the chain. Y'all off the chain.
At the dot, baby. You already know.
I already know. That's why I'm asking her so many questions, because I see that she is giving me the answers that I need. You know what I'm saying? I need these answers. I'm loving these answers.
I'm loving them too. Everybody tripping off me, so yeah, I'm loving them too. You already know.
Trying to go. She's trying to go. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, so we have another person on the phone. So I'm gonna pick with you too. I'm gonna pick with you too.
Fine. Fine. You see?
I'm coming.
All right. So. We want to know the same question from you. You know, what's a song to get you a little worked up and hot and bothered? I did not say hot and bothered.
Something to get me going on my girl be like, say yes, my little boy.
Yes. Ooh. I like your style. I mean, y'all already know, ladies. Y'all already know. That's a different type of section right there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's that good stuff. You're going to be in where for world treat with you. So are y'all dating?
Oh, no.
Nah, that's my homie.
Nah, I told y'all I'm a little nosy. See, I can't even play with y'all, man. I can't even get the questions I want to get in with y'all. You know what I'm saying? So, I always ask people this. Are you into femmes or are you into both? Or?
Nah, I'm into just femmes, but I don't have nothing against, you know, stud on stud type shit.
All right, that's a good answer. I like that answer. That was a good answer. I just like, you know, I like to ask them, you know, when I first did the show a couple months ago, I had asked a stud, you know, what she'll do to another film or something was like that, and she snapped on me, so, you know, I don't want to get cut.
I'm good. I'm real chill on it.
Yeah, you got any questions you want to ask Teddy? Teddy is quiet. Teddy, come here.
Teddy is over here chilling. Teddy is
trying to chat. Get off my chest, Teddy. Get off my chest. Ain't nobody on your chest. Just fucking with you, baby.
Calm down, man.
What's that noise? All right, 731, I want to thank you all for calling in. She's on radio. I'm going to take this next call, and I will definitely be back to you in a few minutes, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you so much. All right, 903, the question of tonight is, you know, what is a song to get your mind wandering, to get your panties wet, to get your fingers, you know, ready to do some things? And tell me what are some of the things that you do as soon as you get around. So 903, talk to me.
Well, I have to say Joy Lick
is one of my favorite songs.
You said what is it again, Priya?
Joy Lick.
You said Joy
Lick. Uh-huh, by Joy.
Okay.
J-O-I Lick. Yeah.
Okay, okay.
That's a sweet thing.
Okay, so when you hear that song, what goes through your mind?
Depending on who's around me or if I'm by myself.
I mean, it can be either or, you know.
It just makes me, like, it brings out the naughty girl in me, you know.
Okay, okay. And how naughty are you? See, I'm nosy. That's me. As you've been hearing, I'm very nosy. So, you know, I know you said it brings out the naughty girl, but who is the naughty girl, you know? People want to know your thoughts sometimes. What goes on in your brain when you're listening to that music?
Yeah. You know, it just makes me... It makes me like to dance, perform for my girl. It makes
okay.
me, you know, give her a lot of foreplay before the actual play. So, yeah.
Okay, okay. So, what are some of your favorite things to do during foreplay?
I love to touch. I don't like to be real aggressive with foreplay. I like to be aggressive in the bedroom, actually. So I like to be very gentle when I touch her neck, you know, just barely breathe enough on the back of her neck where she knows I'm there, but makes her want me even more. And just lightly, you know, touching here or there on her body and brushing up against her or grinding up against her, things like that.
Okay, okay. You have any questions for the caller, Teddy?
No, I was just listening about her liking to dance and whatnot. That had got quiet for a minute. It had a bitch.
This is Sweet Pea, by the way, so nice to finally get to talk to you guys.
This is Sweet Pea.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get the belt. I got the belt. I'm telling you, I got
I know.
Belt.
You're always trying to get the belt after me.
I got the belt, too,
now. I got a belt, too. Yeah. Sorry about my voice. I still have my cold, so...
It is not bad, so stop saying that.
Oh, no, it was worse. I sounded like a guy 2 days ago, so.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, well, so it's not the business.
It's going to be okay.
For a film, that's not cute, so.
No, I mean
it depends on what you look. If you are a beautiful film with a voice that sounds like Barry White, then we still mic and talk. That is, it is
yeah,
what it
I
is.
I'm going to holler at you. I'm gonna holler at you either way.
As long as you don't make woof noise when you're having sex and stuff. You know, we can work on it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I can teach you another language. You don't have to talk like that if you sound like Barry White. Okay, we can work on it.
Well, that's a good song, and Tae Young, "Lay Your Body Down" is another really good song.
You said Lay Your Body Down by who?
Tae Young.
I never heard of that.
Oh, baby, you got to play it. He's actually doing a collaboration with one of my artists. But that's a sexy-ass song. I don't care who you are. The beat's tight, the lyrics, it just makes you want to fuck.
Oh, well. Yeah, that's all I need to hear that.
Go find that song.
Like that.
Yeah, it does. Like, it just puts you in that mindset. It don't matter what kind of day you had. You turn that track on and you want to dance, you want to grind, you want to fuck. So.
Exactly in that order. In that order, what you just said.
or you can flip it up and, you know, take breaks here and there and do this and do that.
And I don't need breaks. I don't know, you know. I think breaks are for suckers. Breaks are for suckers. I don't care how much you can't breathe. Once your head is in the pussy, baby, that will revive you back to life.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to take a break.
Is.
No. Don't need to take breaks.
Yeah, but finding somebody to get good head, that's the problem. All these studs talk all this shit about all this great head they give, and then they get down there and they act like they're brand new. So, yeah.
That's why you're not supposed to talk. Now, you know, it's okay to give a little sample of what you might do. That's
right.
Why you're not supposed to give up the full information, because you don't want to get embarrassed when it get time to it. You know what I'm saying? But people that have got their good fire head, you never hear them speak.
That's me.
No, you never hear them talk about it, baby.
You know what I'm saying?
You don't hear them talk about it. Just know that, you know, they got references, baby. They got references, man.
They got them.
That's probably why I haven't had sex since December of last year.
Oh, wow.
I'd rather rub one out myself. I know where it's at, how to hit it, and how to bust it. So
I know that's right. That's the best sex.
Right?
Masturbation, man. Because, see, you turn masturbation. I'm sorry, y'all. Masturbation into mentalbation. That's when you get the mind fucking going. You feel what I'm saying? And that's the best orgasm out there, when somebody can mentally fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about creek, baby. I'm talking about a river flowing out my fans. They can get my mind somewhere, you know, instead of, ooh, Lord.
Oh, yeah, you
all
have to stimulate my mind. You have to. Yeah, I agree. You have to stimulate my mind before you can stimulate my body.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
that is the best. If you can't please my mind, baby, when it's time to have sex, my mind's not going to please you. That's how it is, you know. It might be good, but
yeah.
Maybe it could be better if the mind is in it, you know.
Yeah, if your mind's not in it, it's like fucking a shell.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It's like,
no,
I'm on a doorknob. For real. That's some real stuff. That's realness for you, man. So I definitely, we definitely need to get together, because we need to talk about that other stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah.
You're hard-headed. You're real hard-headed. But that's okay. I get the belt. I got the belt and the Crisco for you. I'm going to
the belt and the Crisco.
You get the belt, but don't be upset when I grab it and look you back with it.
See,
but see that. Yeah.
How are everybody doing tonight?
Great. I'm great, baby. I'm good.
She is off the chain. See, she got a lot of mouth on the set.
I know what I can do with that.
She talking too much over here.
I know what I can do with that.
No, I can back up everything I say.
I can too.
What the shit? Come on.
Yeah.
Well, her.
Her.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, we not gonna see and say what we is. We not gonna do. We just gonna get up and we just gonna show you what it is. No talking.
Mm-mm.
All right. I'm gonna let Teddy play. I'm gonna let Teddy play.
Don't let me play.
Yeah, I'm gonna let you play, Teddy.
I got this. Okay. I got.
Ted might be scared. You might put some of that whooper pill on him, girl.
I don't know. Okay.
Might put some of that Rick Ross on him.
Oh, God, no.
I'll pass.
Not me, too. Really? You just ruined the mood.
I'm sorry.
I was on cloud 1929. Now I'm back on cloud 19, and now you just messed it all up for me.
For some reason, everybody liking Rick Ross thing, because they pushing the one like crazy. Oh, y'all like Rick Ross. I know that's right. I'm going to show y'all a picture of me. I'm going to show y'all a picture of me when I did Rick Ross at the club, man. I'm going to show y'all that so y'all don't get scared as hell.
Okay, Mr. Brown.
Mr. Brown.
You said Mr. Brown.
Yeah, you Mr. Brown.
But there, you just as ugly.
You know what? You're not going there, Mr. Brown.
Yeah, Mr. Brown is funny as hell. Did y'all see the new movie, The Witness Protection?
No.
No. Good, because he's not in.
I'm going to see it this weekend.
He not in the old Witness Protection.
Smoking
I got y'all that. He said you look like a big, tall old man, Madea, with some big old man ass. I'm sorry, y'all.
It's okay. It's okay, Mr. Brown. You had a flashback of Madea. It's okay.
Yes, I'm going to be looking at that one just when the show go off. Madea's going to be on redial. But we want to thank you so much, Miss Sweet, for coming and talking to us. And we won't do that go anywhere because I have some more topics for tonight, okay?
Yes, dear.
All right. We still won't get the bell for you. All right. We'll be right back to you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Area code 678. Can you tell me a song that you can remember right now that flows through your brain that do some things to you? I want to know the name of that song, and I want to know some of the things that it do to you. So area code 678-456. Talk to us.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine. Who is Susan?
Huh?
Who is Susan?
You said, who is Susan?
Yes.
Susan. Hold on. Don't go nowhere. Hold on. I think we got Susan. Hold on. Susan?
Yes.
Hello.
Hi, Susan. You got ATL from DA to ATL.
Hi, baby boy. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow.
Oh, that's so sweet.
You're
I ain't calling in to get questions. This is my first time, so I'm just listening and enjoying the conversation from the back burner and laughing and commenting on Facebook. Y'all not about to blast me.
Oh,
and the party.
I like her voice. Can
oh,
I have you?
You
I want you for my birthday. My birthday was July 1st. Can I have you for my birthday?
I'm taking, sweetheart. Yeah, I'm taking.
Okay, that's all right, though. Happy birthday anyways, and moi.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Special, all these July birthdays.
But I do have a favorite song.
All right, Susan, we'll be right back to you, all right?
No, go ahead, do your thing.
All right, bro.
Okay.
Right, what's the song? What's the song?
It's Marvin Gaye, Let's Get It On.
Oh.
I'm
not
a baby,
say?
I'm 33, I turned 33.
You said you're 33?
Yeah, I turned 33 yesterday.
Well, you just 3 years older than me. No,
oh,
I'm not that
okay.
cool. I'm 25.
You're trying to make me feel
old.
Old.
You know what? I feel young in this conversation, so I might be quiet.
Baby. Y'all so silly.
Yeah.
I see y'all having fun tonight.
Like this feeling for so long. That's my song.
Get it?
And you feel like I feel, baby. Come on. Ow. Y'all heard that.
Ow. Come on.
Let's get it on.
Let's
get
it on. Let's get it on. I'm done.
I mean, that was a
good
song.
Thank you all for having me. I'm a shy baby.
You say you shy? Oh,
yeah,
no,
I'm a shy baby.
No.
She's shy.
You cannot be shy. Leah wants to break that out of you. Do you hear me?
I see y'all breaking everybody else down badly.
We're
going
to break her in.
Yeah. Oh,
okay,
yeah.
I'll take one question then.
All right, so tell me that song, Let's Get It On. What does that song do? What does it really do to you?
I mean, it's exciting. It just makes me want to grab my girl and really just get it on. Anytime, anywhere, let's get it on. Just that.
So what do you want to do to her right there at that moment?
Whatever. Hold her, kiss her, caress her, love her. Just be with her. The intimacy. I enjoy the passionate side of it more. Not really into the strap thing. Don't really care for that. But everything else is a go, I must say. So that's it.
That's all you want to do to her. You don't want to get her in that.
Yeah, of course.
So you want me to be detailed specific?
Okay. Well, yes, I'm going to lick my girl. Yes, I like to sit on my girl's face. I like her to sit on mine. It's a give and take, you know, back and forth, this place, that place. Not going to put all my business out there, but you can read in between the lines. Then if you're a true lesbian, you can figure it out on your own. That's my response.
All right now. Teddy, you okay over there? She got me,
quiet. I read between the lines. Like, I know that's right.
I know that's right. Yes, that's right.
High five.
She got me quiet over there.
I'm going to give her two high fives. Yes,
exactly.
Oh, my. Thank you.
About you.
I got a question for y'all, though.
Okay.
Do y'all do this every Friday night?
It depends on how I'm feeling.
Oh, okay. But my question for y'all is, what is it that y'all like to do for y'all girl? What's y'all thing? I was listening, but I was watching the Gremlins New Batch too.
Well, go ahead, Teddy. You already know. Go ahead, Teddy.
Everything. I already know.
I'm going first. I don't have a girl as of yet, but if I did, first thing I'll do, give her a bath, you know, let her soak, get all nice and wet, get out the tub, dry off with my tongue, of course. And after that, rub her down and just kiss her from head to toe and go from there. Make her body shake. Make her feel good. Take her somewhere she ain't never been before.
Right, so you're in the shivering and all that good stuff.
Yes, I am.
For KC.
Next.
I know she was saying she was ready to say that the whole time. I heard it on her tongue. Next. With me, you know, I'm engaged or whatever, and, you know, I'm just. I guess I'm kind of like in the same mood as Big Brother Susan over there. And no limits, baby. You know, I love to make love. The clit is my playground. The pussy is my kingdom, but the clit is my playground. You get what I'm saying? And I also love to eat the ass. I love ass. So, you know, I love eating ass, and I love that whole area, the bottom of the bottom is, I love it. You know what I'm saying?
Wow,
you
that's
know
interesting.
I love it. You feel me? Oh, yeah.
I feel you. I really do. I really do, though.
The whole body. It's so limited. I toes, feet, back. I even suck the corn out the corn. You feel what I'm saying? Hey, look.
Y'all get it all, huh? Good to the last drop.
Yeah, if I love you, baby, I'm going everywhere. I'm just going to be. I gotta go downtown. I gotta go. Take it, Susan. Come on.
Y'all so silly. Oh, I gotta do this again. This is fun.
But you know, we do it every Monday through Thursday. We just had Nastasia from Bad Girls Club last night, and we have like celebrities and stuff to come through during the week. You know, Monday through Thursday, but Fridays is nasty. We get down and dirty. It's not every Friday because sometimes, you know, I got a host or I got to do an event or something or I got to be somewhere, you know what I'm saying? So Fridays is not going to be, yes, every Friday. No, it's not going to be that. But, you know, if I'm not doing anything, I'll call Taye. Yeah, you want to do it? All right?
You know I'm down.
You know, so Fridays you will get it sometimes. But you will know if you follow us on Twitter or you follow us on Facebook, you know, we'll let you know probably around 6 o'clock that Friday if we're going to do it that Friday. But you could definitely take this number, right? Save it mm-hmm. your phone. Remember, every Monday through Thursday, call in 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. every Monday through Thursday. This is the number to call.
That's what's up.
And midnight on Fridays. But we'll let you know on Friday. Don't, you know. I might even do it tomorrow. Because if I get bored, I might come on tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? So it's sometimes, you know, out of spite on the weekends, but definitely Monday through Thursday is a yes.
That's what's up. Well, I appreciate y'all's time because it's getting late, so I'm about to get ready to go to bed.
All right, sweetheart. Okay.
It's been a blast, and I will save the number, and I will do it again. But I will talk to y'all next time. Y'all be blessed.
You be blessed, too.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I like her. She's awesome.
Yeah,
I do.
She is.
Her and Seth, whoop, whoop. Yes.
High five.
High five, man. Through the phone, like, boom.
Did you get it?
All right, I got it, too, man. All right, man, we got another caller, man, 443. That area code is very close to home. That area code sounds so familiar. Maybe they might know him and they say hello. But 443-764. Talk to us. If y'all ladies on the phone, y'all want to talk to us, press that 1. Do not be scared, okay? 443-764, talk to us.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
How are you?
I'm fine. I'm nervous, though.
Don't be nervous.
Why are you nervous, baby? Okay. I really don't know this song. I just turned 24, and DC O'Lord did my birthday, and she made me cry. she is so pretty, but she really surprised me at my party. I don't know this song, but it's nasty, and, like, she was nasty, so it made me want to be nasty.
Oh, oh,
and
man.
She also did Dance With Me. Dance With You by Beyonce. I love that song.
Yes.
It made me nasty.
There's something about that song. Every time the song comes on, the nipples just get hard. I mean, it's not my nipples
that get hard.
Oh, okay. What is it?
Okay, so I wanted to read something that happened that night on my birthday, but it's crazy. Okay, let me catch you up a little bit. I got this dom. I just moved in my townhouse, and I have this dom that lives across from me. She is so sexy. I'm dark-skinned, so I don't like other dark-skinned women. Sorry. But it's just something about her dreads, her swag. It just drives me crazy. So I gave her an invite for my birthday, and she came over. And, like, we had a conversation a couple of times or whatever, and I was really intoxicated. And Alo already had my clothes off. And I'm a track star, so I already got a nice body. So I wasn't mad or nothing. But me and her ended up, you know, grinding at night. But it was, like, a different type of grind. This is the first time that I ever climaxed and the first time I ever ate a dorm out. It was so sensual. Like, I squirted everything. To this song, I don't know what it was, and the Lord had left me the CD. I don't know what the song is. But, like, it was just breathtaking, and I never squirted before, and if I could, I would, like, want to do this night every night, and I don't know, that song just, it drives me crazy.
She's driving me crazy, I don't know.
I'm sorry, so I'm going to read you what happened that night, the little excerpt from a diary, okay?
Okay.
It said, I wanted to be kissed so badly by my secret admirer. As I sat on my couch, she looked into my eyes. We kissed, she pulled my hair and said, bitch, tonight's going to be yours. My chocolate little pussy got wet. Tears started rolling down my eyes. I was so intoxicated, but I knew this night was going to be mine. She took me to my room by surprise. She knew which light to switch, and my red light came on. She kissed every ounce of my body, and I felt like I was melting in my sheets. And she licked my pussy. I felt my juices flowing in my ass. She began to get me wet like I never felt before. She placed her hands all over my ass, inserted her thumb into my ass. It hurt a little bit, but I kind of liked it. She lifted my body up. She slowly started going in and out. I started riding it like I never, like it didn't matter. Like, it was just good. So she had her face in between my pussy. I squirted all over her face. I was shocked. Wow. I slapped. I was scared. I was nervous. She put a strap inside of me, gently but slowly, and I exhaled because it was the first time I ever climaxed. I wanted to be a freak that night, so I flipped her over, pretended to be a little stripper. I did splits on her dick. I took her strap off, ate her pussy, and she told me I was a bad little bitch. As she pulled my hand and pushed me into her pussy, I made that bitch squirt just like she made me squirt. That's my birthday.
Damn.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm sorry with my language, but that was the best birthday I ever had.
I think I got happy when she said she did something on the dick. I was like, whoa.
Oh, yeah, I thought I was going to strip it too. I was doing splits and everything.
Oh,
splits
my God.
It was so amazing. I enjoyed it. So I don't know the name of this song, but when I tell you, I got a video of her dancing. It is so bad. Like, oh, my God. I just play that song whenever I'm in a mood, and it just gets me ready. But, yeah, I don't know.
That was it.
Sorry.
No, you keep going. You got something else to say?
I don't have nothing else. I don't know what else to say. That was my first time.
Your first time ever? Like,
ever. I can't trust every girl, especially not a Baltimore chick. Sorry. Mm-mm.
I knew the area code looked familiar. I was like, that area code looked so familiar.
Yeah, I'm from Atlanta, too.
Okay.
You can't trust all the northern girls. I'm sorry.
No, you cannot. No.
So I had to hold it out. I've been holding it for a long time. But
I'm glad you said something, Lord.
I've been waiting all night though, so
Letting
I just wonder.
They make girls like that.
Yes, they do. They make good girls like us.
Lord, have mercy.
Damn. Got me tongue-tied over here. Shit.
I'm quiet over here. I was crying, too.
It was so freaking good. All you got to do is make sure you treat your wife like she's the queen, and I bet you she'd be a freaking sheep. That's all you got to do. When you've been holding it out since you was 18, since you came out the closet, I mean, when you come out there, you just want to do everything. I was willing to try anything. I hope my next person be pretty good.
I'm interested in talking to you, right? So I want to know. I want to ask you a couple of questions, and I want the answer because I think everybody on the phone that's listening right now, you are a favorite, okay? Okay. So I want to know, what is your favorite position?
I don't have any. I'll try anything.
Oh, watch out.
I'm not gonna knock anything.
I'm trying
to get myself to do, but I can't see myself doing because I am a Southern girl. I want to have a threesome, but I can't. But I don't really date femmes, so it would be kind of hard for me. So, but I just want to have sex with threesomes with big butts.
I don't know. You might get that popping because You might.
I don't know, but
you might can get 2 stars now, though. You might.
I don't know. Like, I don't have no favorite position.
You might.
I don't think I'll do. I do like getting hit from the back because I would like to make my ass type on the dick, you know.
So you like that, round faces and stuff? Like round face?
I like when a stud around my face asks me. And I get nervous when I got to get up top because I'd be like, I hope you can breathe because I'm a ride, okay? Hold your breath. Don't hold your breath, okay? Tap out, you know?
Damn, she is adventurous. Man, you got any questions for her? I know you got some questions, man. Lord.
I'm over here speechless, like, that's so mighty.
No, I'm really nasty. Like, I'm a freak. Like, I like to be choked. Like, my ass gets slapped. Like,
it's
come
such
on.
A
yeah. I don't want no dentist sex all the time.
Oh, my God.
I know that's right.
Yes, because to me, honestly, like, if you in a relationship and you just keep having a gentle sex, like, not role-playing, like, if you're not really doing nothing, it's going to get bored after a while. And you're like,
yes,
oh, we got to have sex again.
Yes, it's your
role-playing. I don't mind role-playing.
Yes, like, being a little maid, you go to the costume stores, and especially, like, Halloween, you just get a little costume, like, the nurse. I like playing nurse, too. And I like putting my pops down to my throat, but I make sure they clean and new.
I need to have a sex in heels.
Huh?
Do you like having sex in heels?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Merry Christmas. Hallelujah.
Do a little split and then twirl, you know, on the floor, you know.
Happy New Year.
And twirl in the heels. Lord Jesus. I know. Happy
hey.
New Year. That's what I got to say.
Ooh, man, Lord. Happy Hanukkah. That, no, I can't. The occasion for the call on the phone right now is Happy Thanksgiving. That's what I'm talking
yeah.
about.
Let's get thanks.
Merry Christmas.
Oh,
what's the next
okay.
question?
I want to know, how do you feel about masturbation?
I masturbate 7 times a day because I don't have sex. So what I do is I'm actually a mobile manager, and I have, like, 3-4 cell phones. So, like, one phone I just use strictly for porn. So I just, like, when I'm at work sometimes, I go in my office, like, bust one off real quick. I don't know. Like, I'm okay with masturbation. But it's not fun.
It's not like the real thing.
It's nothing like the real thing.
Nothing at all. it's okay. It'll get me by, you know.
Right.
But see, I'm so wet. I'm wet constantly. So I gotta, like, go when I gotta go. So I'm like adventurous. So I'll be like, oh, let me go here real quick. Oh, let me go to my car real quick. Like, just gotta go. I can't hold it sometimes.
So what about now?
Right. I wanna know.
Right
what's
now I'm
now?
At work. And right okay. now I'm in a conference room and I'm a little horny. I ain't gonna lie. Especially Susan or whoever. I don't know her name, but I was like, God damn. Yes, and I'm a young bitch. She can train me any day.
Uh-oh.
No, that's right. The bottom up. You hear that, Teddy? You need to look. I need to take you to bottom up.
Look, I need to go to bottom up right the fuck now.
Yes, she ready to be trained, man. She ready, and she like whips and chains. That's what I'm talking about.
That
role play.
That's
is
one
the
thing
play.
That I really, really want to do. I want to get tied down.
Ooh.
And just
blindfolded.
They can do that.
Oh. Hey, you need to give me the bottom one right now.
You don't knock nothing until you try it, right?
I know that's right. I like that bondage stuff, though. You know what I'm saying? The whips, the chains, the handcuffs, the blindfolded.
The gag. Oh, I like
yeah,
the gag, too.
Yeah.
I like the gag. That's
yes,
kind of cool.
Yes.
I'm about to call Greyhound right now and book me a ticket.
For real. I got another question, right? See, I told you I'm a little nosy. See, I like you. You giving me conversation that I want. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
The question that I have for you, right? Now, when we talk about the pussy juice, the pussy juice is the best juice ever. It's full of nutrients, full of potassium. Vitamin A, all your multivitamins, the calcium, everything is in that pussy juice. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
So, my question to you is, after a woman has, I guess I'm the word I want to use, climaxed or had an orgasm, where do you like that juice to go on your body?
My face. I'm trying to help you.
Do you like to lick the juice, or do you like to slurp it up and swallow it?
Slurp it and swallow.
Merry Christmas.
Happy
now,
New
ladies,
Year.
Oh, Lord. See, I don't think they're ready for this today. I think. Yeah, we need to put Susan on the phone. You want to talk to Susan?
Sure, I'll say hi.
Okay, Susan. I think
Hello,
we found you a challenge, man. We found you a challenge.
Mm-hmm. How you doing, baby?
Hi, Susan.
Hi, sweetie pie. How you doing?
I'm good.
Mm-hmm, I know you are.
I know you are.
Huh?
I'm really not.
I don't want you to be. Trust me. I want you to be that bad little girl.
Okay, Daddy.
I want you to be that bad little girl. Trust. I could make you sit and spin somewhere.
Uh-oh.
How would you like to be my personal human top for a night? I will let you sit all night long.
You couldn't handle me.
And you, who? What?
I have
you. What? Is that a challenge? I'll be a she pride all this 3rd through the 5th. Trust and believe I can handle you and to like you, baby. I'm old school, trust and believe. And I don't have to talk about it, but I will tell you about it because you're a fine, young, tender Roni, and I like them like that.
You like them tender? But I don't
oh,
have
I love
you old school.
And
have
I love
you old school.
Baby, I love squirters, and I drink it all. You can squirt all down the back of my neck. I hope it runs down my spine into my ass crack.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
You ratchet, aren't you?
Huh?
I said you're ratchet, aren't you?
Oh, yes, I am. No, I'm not ratchet, baby.
I don't want to have to fool you old school with some new tricks.
I can show you new tricks, too, now, because that's all I deal with is young ladies. So if you, I mean, we have old tricks, new tricks, undone tricks. You know, you can teach me something. I can show you something.
But you say you like to, you know, teach young ones. A thing or two, I can teach you 4 or 5, you feel me? I don't know if you're ready, but I'm going to give you a heart attack at a young age, you feel me?
Baby, I won't get a heart attack, trust and believe.
Okay.
I promise you I won't. I can go 15 hours. That's my longest period, 15 hours.
Mm.
15? Yeah, I can do 15 hours straight. Just put some water on the bedside, that's all. Or maybe I just drink your juices and get rehydrated. It's no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I know how to eat pussy underwater, too.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Underwater. Right. And I'll make you my little fruit salad. How's that?
I do like to eat.
Mm.
And I love
don't worry.
To eat.
Well, it's been a long time. It's been over 10 years since anyone has gotten this sweet, fat pussy, so... So I know about pleasing. That's all I did, baby. Every inch of your body. Every inch. Right.
I don't have nothing to say.
Gonna get your head sprung.
No, thank you. Yes, I had to get a ticket to She Pride.
Yes, you must. I have my own room, king size suite, baby. Come and spend a little time.
And she said She Pride is gonna be hot.
It is. I'm bringing the heat from Connecticut with me.
All right.
And I like southern girls, too. They're more tasty than the northern ones.
Okay.
All right.
Talk to you later. Mwah.
Bye.
Bye, baby.
Any more questions, ladies?
I think you answered all my questions for tonight.
Mine too, yes.
Wow, enjoy your show. It was my first time, so I hope to be on many more.
Well, I hope you call back. I hope you heard me tell the other girl. Say the number on the phone. All right, every Friday midnight. Well,
we
not every Friday, but.
We need some juicy topics.
Huh?
We need some more juicy topics.
You say you need some juicy topics?
Mm-hmm.
Well, every topic is juicy on Shoes On Ready.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So I can't wait for the next one.
All right. Well, you keep this in well, Monday through Thursday. We here on 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. I mean, 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. Monday through Thursday, but Friday is 12 to 2. All right?
All right.
All right. Have a good one and welcome.
Thank you.
All right, ladies, if you want to talk to us, press number one. We are not going to bite you. All right, area code 803-466. Talk to us.
So I just came back on the conversation where someone was talking about squirting and swallowing juices.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, where was I at?
I don't know. Where were you?
Well, my friend was, she was driving home, so she needed for me to talk to her so she would fall asleep. So I had to click off, but I am back now. But this conversation between Susan and the other young lady who just got her cherry bust, I mean, like, okay.
Yes. She said she likes fams, man. You might
want to
talk to her. She likes
fams. I don't discriminate. It's a woman. I like fams. I like stud aid.
Okay. You like AGs. I bet you like bad boys, don't you?
I like bad boys, bad girls. I mean, a woman
like
is a woman
boys.
At the end of the day.
You like bad boys.
I mean, if they can handle a bad girl, then a.
I can handle you. I know I can handle you. I don't know about anybody else.
I mean, that's what your mouth say, but.
I can back up everything I say, baby.
All right. I mean, I'm a very good. I can read people. I'm very observant. Very nosy.
Go on.
But my major in school was psychology, so. I can get into your head. But,
okay.
Definitely. Teddy, are you out your box? Teddy, are you out your box? Teddy.
What?
What me again? I said, are you out your box?
I'm getting out my box. I told you you got to come get out my box.
You should have been out your box. What I'm doing is I'm tying a rope around you and I'm pulling you out the box. You did.
Well, come
on. I'm tying
on.
Your hands. I'm tying your feet. I'm tying you down. I'm not scared of you.
Come on.
All right. I'm good. I like a challenge.
Come on.
I'm about to get you up out this box. You did. So I was also clicking back and heard some. Which one was talking about? They were spinning on the strap. Talking about doing splits.
I love that one.
Was that the same squirter who was on the phone just now?
That was the same girl.
Okay.
Yeah.
And she said she like what? She like Fems, and she's about to get her tickets to Sea Pride, which is about to be sold out. What?
Yeah, I hope she do buy tickets. Shit.
I know, right? I need to find her.
Hope she buys tickets. As soon as you buy the ticket, I want you to come on the stage and say, Casey, I'm the one to be flipping on the dicks, and I'm gonna give you a prize. I'm going to give her something. She needs something. That's, it takes a strong woman to spin on some dicks, goddamn. That's some...
Well, she ain't
that's
the only
one.
Shit.
Send them my way. That's all I got to say.
Well, I know quite a few who can do some, you know, acrobatic experience, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, hey, so what time does the entertainment start on the 3rd? What time will you be in the building?
Doors open at 7 o'clock. Show starts at 8. Doors locked at 9.
Doors locked at 9?
Doors locked at 9 p.m. Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. Well, I need to get on the road by the very early.
Oh, yeah. So it's going to be going down. I'm trying to
it's
tell you.
It's going down. It's
and
going
the first
down.
Night, the first night, Pretty P will be on. So it's going to be crazy.
When
and
I tell you
night,
I love her.
And the second night, King Kales will be on. So it's going to be crazy. So I'm here to tell you. And you already know, people do not buy tickets until the last minute. They do not buy tickets until the last minute. So once they are sold, we aren't selling tickets at the door, you know.
Well, I tell you, I love Pretty P. Oh, my gosh. I don't want to even go into the situation. I don't even go into it because I would go deep. But, yes. Susan, honey. You can't be messing with these little girls now. You can't be messing with their minds. That's all I got to say. Anyways, I'm about to get up off this line. I got to go to sleep while I'm too exhausted.
Don't get you to sleep.
Yes, yes. Y'all keep holding it down. But I will definitely check these tweets in the a.m. or later on this morning, shall I say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, y'all have a good night.
Good night,
freaks.
Good night now.
Good night, sweetheart.
Good night, bye.
All right. We're going to take it there. You call 310-775. Talk to us.
What up, what up, what up? This ain't nothing but Hennessy on the line. What up, Casey? What
hey,
up,
what's up? What's up, Hennessy?
What's going on, man?
Yeah, nothing, man. Just getting off that job.
Right now.
Yeah. Y'all doing some late night things out here.
Yeah,
yeah.
Man, getting freaky out here tonight, man. Getting buck naked tonight. Tonight is buck naked night. Yes.
Okay. So how's everything on y'all end?
Everything going good, man. Especially tonight.
That's nice.
tonight it is going great.
Going down. That's what it is. Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up, man.
It's crazy on here. You don't miss them. You don't miss it, man. You don't miss it. I think I need to bring her back so you can hear what she was saying.
Wait, who?
I'm gonna bring her back for you. Hold on, cause I want her to keep talking. I don't know. I don't know about y'all, but she need to keep talking. So,
right.
Miss 443-764, are you still on the phone?
I'm here.
Okay, I want to introduce you to Henny. That's Henny right there. And Henny, that is Miss Spinner Dick. That's her. I don't know her name, but.
wait, whoa. Y'all going to make me wreck for real. Wait,
oh, Lord,
name?
Don't do that.
What's your name? Hello?
Hello, 443?
Hello.
Hey, there she go.
Oh, okay. Hey, what's up? I'm Hennessy. Hey, what's your name? I'm sorry.
They made me spin on the dick.
Okay, spin on
the
dick.
Oh, I know that's right. No, we don't want to give you that name, sweetheart. I just like the way, you know, what you said.
Wow. So, what do you do other than your name?
I work. I go to school.
Okay, and you going to school for?
Accounting and a minor in pre-law.
Okay, okay. Hey, that's what's up. And what part of town are you? Where? What state are you in?
I'm in Maryland. I'm located in Baltimore.
Baltimore, okay, okay. And what made you choose that name for yourself?
They said it. I didn't choose it.
Okay, okay.
Wasn't choosing me for myself.
Okay, I'm sure, yeah. You're drawing a lot of attention with that name, I'm sure.
No, I'm just telling you about my first time.
I just like the name because it's the story behind what that
right. I hear you, man.
You know what I'm saying? The story.
Yeah.
Of this. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In and on it?
Wow.
Yeah.
It was powerful.
Yeah. I wanted to do the action go with the name, real talk.
Excuse me?
I said I wonder does the action go with the name? You feel me? Everybody name don't fit them. You know what I'm saying? Some do, some don't. You know.
But that's what I did. You should have been on the line. You know, took a little break to hear my conversation.
Yeah, I'm coming in on the whole show late. So my bro over there put me in. You know, to hear you. So yeah. So you stimulate that mind. How old are you, by the way?
24,
huh? You ain't get your PhD yet, huh?
No, not yet. I'm learning.
Okay, yeah. I got some classes, you know. You can take them up. Look them online. Hennessy PhD. Uh-huh.
All right.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, wow. Casey, you know you're doing big things over there, you and Teddy, man. I don't know. I might take a trip to VA. Real.
Come out here, man.
I'm serious, man. I'm trying to work on that one there, you know. I'm going to shoot out there. I'm going to have to plug in with a couple of partners of mine, and we take a little trip out there. I want to make She Pride, but, you know, I don't think that's in the plans right now with the job.
Well, I'm doing another event. The
last Friday in December. Oh, for the New Year?
Last Friday for the New Year. And it's going to be called the Winter Wonderland. And I don't know if you was listening on the phone. A lot of people are familiar with Mixed Boy. You ever heard of Mixed Boy?
Mixed Boy.
The Dom Dancer Mixed Boy and Pain and Submissive.
Nah, but I'm going to look them up. You know that.
Oh, yeah. Please look them. Hurry up.
I'm going to look them up.
You know, they're going to be down here in Poison. You know, Poison Corruption. She'll be doing the Winter Wonderland. And,
what's it going to be?
But hopefully I might be out there in Los Angeles.
When you touch down in Kelly, nigga, just hit me up.
Yeah,
I think Teddy got the number. Get it from Teddy.
I'm supposed to be hosting this party out there or whatever. Somebody getting ready to book me and shit. So I'm going to be out there. So I'll let y'all know, you know, details or whatever when that pull out.
For sure. So now these ain't new hours. Are you doing your show, is it? Is it these just after hours?
But this just boredom. it's just boredom.
I ain't mad at you, man. Shit, you know
for
that's
real.
Plug in.
I was bored. Teddy was bored. Let's do a show. We normally don't do it on Fridays. You know what I'm saying? But hey, we was bored. When we weren't doing nothing, so let's talk to our people. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, that's what's up. And I support y'all so much, man. You know that. Y'all my number one. I'm definitely team She's On for real.
Thank you so much.
Real. That's real talk. What up, Teddy? Where Teddy at?
I'm right here.
Oh, okay, yeah. I know you be quiet all the time and all that.
Yeah.
You got that seven swagging.
Yeah, I gotta be quiet though. It may give me what I want sometimes now.
Yeah. Hold on one second.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm trying. I'm trying to get somebody to say something. Hold on.
Oh, they know who I am.
Oh, you trying
who
to
are you? Tell me who you are. I want to know.
This is Sweet Pea again.
Sweet Pea? Hold on. Is this my buddy from Facebook?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. What's up, girl? How you doing? So you finally called me. Now I can put a voice with a face. I'm gonna be picking
okay.
on you. Yes, I'm coming to pick with you now. Like right now.
Mm-hmm.
Get her, Casey. Get her.
She seems like she used her belt on me.
Yeah, I'm gonna get the belt. You. Oh yes. Now I know who you are.
Oh,
yeah. Get the belt.
I got you, bro.
I'm getting the belt.
Mm-hmm.
You are definitely are going to get the belt. Oh, Sweepy, oh, you're going to get the belt. Yes. You're going to get it.
Hey, yes. Dog, she needs that ass spank.
Oh,
you know
yes,
what? You need that. Don't listen to her. She's just bad.
She is not sweet. Oh, she gonna get them. I'm gonna get her. Mm-hmm. Girls next door.
Mm-hmm.
That's giggles. That's what you need to call it. Giggles.
Giggles.
Yeah. Yeah. See, that's what she gonna do.
Okay. All right, Nick. I got you.
I need to go find me a photographer. I need to take me some photos or something.
Right.
And then if photographers are on the phone, KC needs you. Please DM me or inbox me somewhere. But Lord, I need to take some pictures, man.
You say you need a photographer?
Yeah, I need a photographer in the DMZ area.
Yeah, I'm not in that area. I am a photographer.
Well, definitely when I come out that way, I'm gonna tell
people. I'm not a professional, man. I do it, but
oh.
I ain't a professional. I'm trying to get there.
Hey, well, how soon do you need one?
You said what?
How soon do you need a photographer?
I need a personal one. Like now.
It ain't not hard to find, dog. They ain't got nothing out
there. Yeah, we got some out here, but you know me, I like to get back to the life. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Nah, I know a lot of lesbian photographers out there trying to do it big, and I like to get back to my team. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I want me a lesbian, preferably a film. Long hair, red, but I didn't say that.
Let me see what I can do. And you have my phone number, so when I call.
I don't have your phone number, so can you inbox me the phone number so we can get the photographer?
Hey, so you don't have my number?
No, I don't.
Yes, you do?
No.
You were texting me all night last night.
Huh? Oh, you said what?
We were texting about the show.
Oh, this is you? Oh my God.
Yeah.
Sweet Pea.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
you're so
stupid. Damn, dog. What you sipping on over there? That's what I want to know.
Oh, crap. Yeah, it's that Sweet Pea.
What's up, man? Oh, snap.
Hey.
Oh, God. Do we got... Rewind this call. Let's rewind. So, Sweet Pea, you over there jumping on people, swinging on people's stuff like that. You don't get the bell. You need the bell. We need to get the bell, man. Fresh toast with syrup on it. Get the bell.
Fresh toast with syrup,
man. I'm sorry. I got a lot hungry.
Go get something to eat. Some food, bruh. Go on now.
Well, I'm definitely going to send you that text, and we're going to get that photographer because I need one. I got some nice suits in there. I gotta get in. And I gotta take some pictures.
Right.
Okay.
There you go.
We're gonna talk about that. All right. But I definitely want to thank you and Henny for coming on here, man. We gotta get up off here. It is time to go.
All right,
you
man.
Know.
For sure. For sure.
Don't go nowhere though, because I got some stuff I need y'all here. All right, you know, I'm gonna tell y'all. Y'all can stay right here. Matter of fact, y'all can stay and close with us tonight, okay? Yeah.
All right, that's cool.
What I wanted to tell you, ladies, I definitely want to thank you all for tuning in. She's on radio. She Pride 2012 is going to be going down. I'm not going to keep promoting it. Yes, I am. It's going to be going down in 2 weeks from today. Today makes 2 weeks, okay? Pretty P, King Kales, Beauty, Damn, Nympho. I'm not even going to call them all. There's too many people. It's 26 entertainers. That's all I'm going to tell you. And it's going to go down in Richmond, Virginia. And, yes, y'all need to get your ticket. www.shepride.tk. They are going fast. There are no more VIP tickets left. They're all sold out. If you like poetry, you know, I want y'all to check out Miss Unique on Facebook, Miss Unique Productions. That is her name. Look her up. It's spelled just like that. If you are looking for a job, stop looking. I got a new opportunity for you. My friend, she's doing it big. She's helping people start their own business, and there's a $1,200 sign-up bonus. Yes, $1,200. Just sign up and say, hey, I want to work for you. And boom, you get the 12. It's no gimmick. I'll tell you no lie. So, www.positionyourself.info. Head it up. If you do want to, if you haven't ever listened to She Brown Radio before and you want to listen to our past shows, you know, when the stars are here and different people that we have talked to, you can go to www.SZ. radio.biz. You can donate to the show. You know, we're trying to make it to satellite, so we definitely need your support. I love y'all, Henny and Sweet Tea and Teddy. I love y'all so much. I thank y'all for coming on here to Shoes on Radio. Everybody else that called, I love y'all too. I just don't want this thing to cut off from me. That's why I'm speaking so fast. So if you can't understand me, when you listen to the archive tonight, make sure you press play. And you press it slow, all right? I just don't want this thing to cut off on us, you know. So, you know, I really do appreciate everybody tuning in. Monday, we'll be having Fiend the Mayor, excellent MC, lesbian hip-hop artist. So, y'all definitely tune in Monday. Tuesday, Lorena. Wednesday, I don't have anybody. And Thursday, that's a surprise. If y'all like Temper, I think her name is Temper. Temper, yeah, Temper. Hopefully Thursday, so.
My aunt is Temper from Chicago.
Temper.
Yeah.
So definitely, I want y'all to tune in next week.
So there we go. All right, I love everybody. Y'all have a nice night. Merry Christmas and Sweet Pea.
Stop doing splits, girl. Stop doing splits. You hear me?
All
right, stop doing splits, girl.
You gotta stop doing no splits.
Keep doing splits. I'm just keep doing them. Merry Christmas. All right, Charlie. Y'all have a good one. Good night. Blessings. And stay out of trouble. Y'all stay out of trouble for me and Teddy. Get our belt. Light that booty on fire. Put it in the heater. Put some of that castor oil on and smack the hell out of them asses. Y'all better act right now.
Act right now.
Tell them, Teddy.
Act right now.
All right. Y'all have a good night.
All right.
Hey. Oh, we can.
Yeah.
So,